You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is It's Time to Wake Up by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Proverbs 31, y'all all know that. For a long time, it was the only scripture I thought even applied to women. Every women's day. He preached from Proverbs 31. Pastor Marcia said she got new revelation in the scripture. She said, who can find this virtuous woman? Pastor Marcia said, the reason why you can't find her, look how busy she was. She dead. Working like a horse while her husband's sitting at the gates. That's why you can't find her. And it's true. Look at that scripture. The woman rising up early, buying fields, administering over the household, and her husband sits at the gates. Get up! But Proverbs 31 and 15 tells about the woman. She rises also while it's yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. So this woman, she ain't sleeping a whole lot. Verse 27 says, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. It says that she doesn't sleep a whole lot, or she doesn't sleep too much. And it says she doesn't eat the bread of idleness, means she's not lazy. Can I tell you, ladies? Now, I got to talk to you now. I'm going to talk to many of you as a father. Is that for some of you, the kind of man that you want, this industrious, go-getter, commands money, multi-millionaire producing kind of man, he don't want a lazy woman. And y'all quiet on me now. What's that somebody said one time, somebody years ago in our church, and they thought you didn't cook. He said, I just thought you sat around eating, what's those bomb bombs? I thought you just sat around eating bomb bombs. How do you think we doing what we doing? She's sitting around eating bomb. I don't even know what a bomb bomb is. Candy? But this woman was industrious. Listen, too much sleep can also be an indication, as I said earlier, of sickness or a disease. And it is also a characteristic of laziness. And the Bible warns us about that. Proverbs 6, 9 through 11. It says, how long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? The Bible says that. I'm just reading the scriptures. When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber. And you can add here a little too much, because that's really what it's saying here. A little too much sleep, a little too much slumbering, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And so shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. He said, if you sleep too much, you're going to lack. Your needs are not going to be met. Proverbs 12, 20 and 13, it warns us again. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. And so, you know, we're supposed to enjoy sleep, need sleep. You ain't supposed to love it. So I just love sleep, Lord. I don't can't come to the conference because I got Friday off and I think I can sleep. Can I tell y'all something else? Keep on living. You'll find there ain't no such thing as catching up on sleep. It's gone. Just forget all that catching up. It's gone. Proverbs 24. Let me finish that one. Proverbs 20:13. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you shall be satisfied with bread. Proverbs 24:33 and 34. A little sleep, a little slumber, folding the hands to sleep, and poverty gonna come to you as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Same thing that Proverbs 6:9-11 says. Now, sleep. Let me deal with this for a moment. I said, it's also a sign, can be a sign or characteristic or symptom of depression. When I first got fired from the job that brought me here to South Carolina, which now you've heard me say, was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It didn't seem like it at the time. And I just wanted to sleep all the time. And Pastor Marcia, she let me deal with it for about, a week or two. You know, she felt sorry for me. I couldn't believe I got fired, and they I mean, find me in an embarrassing way, too. They like, they invited me to come to the Embassy Suites Hotel and told me to bring my company car, bring my laptop, bring my Corporate American Express. And then they had a whole entourage of people to meet me. Flew folks down from Philadelphia. The president, the vice president of human resources, the vice president of claim management, and put up all these folks, and they brought me all in there to tell me I was fired. They fired me and embarrassed me at the same time. And I just couldn't believe that this happened to me. I'm a child of God, and I have been quoting scriptures. Come on, anything ever happened to you, and you was quoting scripture and thought your scripture was going to keep this from happening, and I was quoting all these scriptures, fight with them to fight with me. I saw it coming. I was saying, Lord, fight with them that fight with. Let them that come after my soul be put to silence. It's in Psalms 35. And I got fired and I was depressed because of my situation. And I just wanted to sleep all the time, pull the covers over my head. I put up black blinds. And one day, Marcy came in and said, all right, enough of all this. These blinds got to go. Open up. I feel like a vampire. But it was time to wake up. Listen, you've been depressed long enough. It's time to wake up. It's time to shake yourself loose from the depression. It's time to listen. That season of your life is over. Get up. Who am I talking to? David got to that point and they didn't understand it. David prayed and he believed God that child, that first child that Bathsheba was going to have would not die. And the child died. And they were afraid to come in and tell him. They came in and told him, and David got up, washed himself, got himself together. They said, I don't believe you just getting yourself together. He said, listen, he said, what can I do now? He said, I've prayed all I can pray. He said, now there will come a day, he said, that I will go to him, but he can't come to me. I got to move on with my life. There comes a time you have to shake yourself out of the grief, out of the depression, and says, listen, I love them, but I know God's got greater things for my life, and my future is going to be brighter than my past, and my last day is going to be better than my former day. God's still moving in my life. I got to move forward, and God, I need you to strengthen me. I need you to strengthen me. Lord, yes, I'm grieving. Yes, I'm hurt. Yes, I'm depressed, but God, I need your help, because I know that you didn't want me to die with them, so I have to keep moving. And that's not always an easy thing, but sometimes you got to fight for your future. When I looked at the scriptures, y'all, I came across something to realize. In Genesis 2, 21 and 22, it says the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And then he took the rib, closed up the flesh, and then when Adam woke up, he had a woman presented to him. Ladies, y'all need to get this. God didn't create you sleep. You were created woke. The devil trying to put you to sleep, but you was created woke. See, you just got to know what to do while you're awake. No, watch it. Eve was having a discussion with the serpent because she was woke. She let him put her to sleep, but she was woke. That's why she was aware of his presence. Come on now, come on, and we can talk. I can talk about this, and most brothers ain't here. But sometimes y'all are woke up a lot of times to stuff before we are. You sense stuff, you know stuff. You're like, yeah, I just need the Lord. You got to show him. He got to show him because he don't listen to me. But I know what's going on. That's a spirit. That's a spirit. He thinks he's just trying to help him. Mm-hmm. But I know that hussy spirit. That heifer got some other things on her mind. I seize it in the spirit. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Husband be like, no, she just loves the Lord, wants to be a good usher. Tell her usher at the door, not at your office. Look at the sister, say, we already woke. Now, some of you aren't asleep. You're just snoozing. Now, y'all know what snoozing is. Snoozing is the alarm's already been going off for quite a while. You just refuse to get up. You've been hearing this alarm, bang, 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 bang. Five more minutes. And then you can't even sleep good then because you know you're supposed to get up in 5 minutes. You might as well get up now. Some of y'all are snoozing. And while you're snoozing, watch this, you're losing time. While you're snoozing, you're giving the devil more time. You got to get up and stop snoozing. When God wake you up and say, deal with this, deal with it now. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Let me start wrapping this up here. Now, several things the Lord told me that you need to awaken to. Number one, you need to awaken to your righteousness. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. It says, awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. The only reason why Paul would, because, you know, Paul's not trying to deliberately just shame people. He's saying, now, come on. He says, well, he's really saying, he says, you know better. He's awake to righteousness. You know what's right before God and you know what's wrong before God. You know that person ain't saved. Mm-hmm. He say he just don't go to church. He got his own relationship with God. His own relationship with God. Last I knew, this was a body. Okay? If the body means we got to be connected to a body. You got to, okay? Now, my hand is moving, all right? My hand is moving, but if you saw my hand moving across this stage without the body, I can, well, he got his own relationship. No, that's just creepy. Some of y'all with some creeps. You don't hear Muslims be talking about, well, you know, he's a good Muslim. He just don't believe in going to the mosque. Yeah, I mean, he's a good Muslim. He just don't believe in reading the Quran. Well, you ain't a Muslim. Oh, come on. See, what? Don't leave now because now we're going to know it's you. Don't wake up now. Keep sleeping. He said, wait to righteousness and sin not. He said, you know what's right before God. You know what God's dealing with. You know what he's showing you. Right, awake to your right standing with God. Walk in your righteousness. Live it out. Ephesians 5, 14 and 7 through 17, he says, wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake up, and God's going to even give you more insight if you stop ignoring the alarms. The alarm is, a lot of us, you're spiritual when you want to be spiritual, and you're carnal when you want to be carnal. You can hear what you want to hear, but you don't hear what you don't want to hear. And so God's dealing with you, and you say, well, I just don't know. No, you know. You know, but you don't want to do what God's saying. That's why the word came last night, even before we started. I'm going to say yes before you even speak. So you got to have the right posture. God, I want to be in your will. When I met Marcia Bailey, she was not saved. Now, I had met some other girls and dated or had encounters. Then we had the encounter last year. That's a spiritual word, yes. We had an encounter last year. I had some encounters with some other young ladies who wasn't saved. And I knew because of who I was and the calling of God in my life, but God, I knew that wasn't going to work. No matter how much I was having fun with it. No matter how cute and fine they were. I knew that was not part of my destiny. And I knew where I was going. I couldn't take them. Why are you trying to take Lot with you? You know you can't take him along with you. And so when I met Marcia, and she was kind of cute, and I liked it, her. Young people, I liked it, her. So I went to the Lord. I said, God, this young lady is not saved. And I told you I would not date or entertain any other young ladies ever again who's not saved. I said, so God, I need to hear from you specifically regarding her. And the Lord told me, he said, pursue. I'm going to save her. I said, heck, ikababashata. Yes, sir. I called up that night. We had been talking maybe about a week or so. I said, you get ready to get saved. She said, saved? I'm already saved. I'm Catholic. I was baptized. I said, no, I mean like saved, saved. Look, somebody say saved for real, for real. I brought her to church one time. And she had a supernatural encounter with God. Preacher made an altar call. She jumps up to go to the altar. And then God starts revealing himself to her. And I say, oh, Lord, the evangelist that afternoon, he decided he's going to be prophetic. Okay? And I said, oh, this. He said he prayed for her. And then let him send the praise. And by the way, your father's foot is going to be fine. I said, oh, Lord, we'd have messed this up. She's going to never come back. And so I'm taking her home. She said, did I tell you about my father's foot? I said, no. She said, my father called me this morning and told me he worked on the oil rigs in Louisiana. He said, and he told me that he had fallen and hurt his foot. But God was confirming to her that he was real. And what he was doing, and this because she knew religion. See, some of you need a real encounter with God. That's why you're here. Because God wants to show you I'm bigger than your religion. I'm bigger than your church background. I'm bigger than I am a real God who knows about you, who's intricately concerned about every detail of your life. My point about that is that I was open to what God said. Secondly, you got to awake to your wisdom. Awake to your wisdom. 1 Corinthians, what's that? Ephesians 5 and verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly. Not as fools, but as wise. Walk circumspectly. When I was teaching this years ago, the Lord showed me that walking circumspectly means walking and living like you're aware of the enemy. Walking and living that you're aware that you are in spiritual warfare. So if a policeman is going in and they're looking for an armed robber or an armed murderer, they don't just walk in there. You in here? Where you at? No, they're going like this. One takes cover and then the other one runs in. They're aware that at any moment, the perpetrator, the enemy can show up. At any moment, he may appear and I got to be ready to shoot. See, the Bible said you got to walk circumspectly. You got to live your life like you realize, devil, I know you're out there. I know you're trying to destroy my life, destroy my mind, destroy my finances, destroy my body. And I can't afford to be acting and living foolishly. Awake to wisdom. The Bible said Jesus has been made wisdom to us. And then it goes on to say, Ephesians 5 and 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. One translation says, making the best use of the time. Will you look at your sister and say, I don't have time to be wasting time. And I don't know why y'all do this. And I always deal with, I see so much in relationships. I don't know why so many women are so desperate to be loved that they will love somebody who's a waste of their time. And you got to get to a point saying, I don't have time to be wasting time. My time is valuable. My time are in his hand. I am a woman of purpose. I'm a woman of destiny. I know where I'm going. Either this is of God or it's not of God. I'm either going forward or I'm going backwards. But I don't have time to just be taking up time and taking up space. God has a plan for my life. Come on, say I don't have time to be wasting time. So you got to wake to wisdom. Certain things are just unwise. It's unprofitable. Whether it's a relationship or whether it's what you're doing with your money or whether what you're doing with your time or who you're investing in and taking things and people on as projects. Still trying to play Build-A-Man. They had even a sale. Some of y'all rushing for the Build-A-Man sale. Child, by the time I get finished with him, he's going to be all right. I know he gave, but he ain't had me yet. You are deceived. If God don't change him, you can't. You may be sweet. You may be good. You may not be that good. Awaken to wisdom. Redeem the time. Because it, and know what? No, y'all. And I have seen. When y'all just fall in love, and you fell in love with somebody, innocent pastor saying nothing, because the devil said, he talked. He been mad 33 years. He got a woman. Somebody said one time. Somebody said I was trying to give him a counsel, and they said yeah, Pastor Billy telling you that, but he got. But Pastor Marcia, his legs wrapped around his. In other words, saying that because I'm married, I can't tell you anything. And so now I stop saying anything. If you want somebody with no job, no teeth, and no car, that's your business. At some point, you'll wake up. Everybody say, I'm a wise woman, not a foolish woman, and not a silly woman. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:4-6, he said in the last days, there's going to be folks who are traitors and heady and high-minded, who lovers of they love pleasure more than they love God, and they have a form of godliness, but have no power behind it. Look, somebody say, I need to see the power. I got the Holy Ghost. Let me hear some tongues. And I don't mean no Aba, Biba, Seba, Deba, Eba, Efba. This ain't Fat Albert. Wubba, Yubba, Seba. There ain't no tongues.
Are you ready to be awakened to your purpose, your passion, and your true self? Dr. Marcia Bailey, Dr. Herbert Bailey, and their ministry guest, Prophetess Brenda Todd, will help to stir up those things within you that lie dormant. Awaken to the possibilities that you possess with these timely messages. Order this series today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for the SWATA Women's Conference, The Awakening.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.